Thank you for calling Eagle Moss. This is Sonia. How can I help you?
Yeah, I was told that my subscription issues would be shipped out the same day that they're paid for. And I paid for the money came out of my account on Tuesday, and I still don't have any shipping confirmation.
All right, could you verify the name and address, please?
Steven Radosevic, 2022 South 57th Street, West Alice, Wisconsin, 53219.
All right, sir. Thank you so much for verifying that. I have your Star Trek Enterprise D build-up subscription, and I do apologize. You were, I guess it was probably worded incorrectly, because the process is we charge your card once it ships from the warehouse. It's always a pre-authorization charge when the order is sent to the warehouse. But we do not charge the card until it leaves the warehouse. That's the process. Yes, sir.
So basically it's pending.
Yes, right now it's pending. I'm actually looking at the ledger right now, and it does show that it was sent to the warehouse on Tuesday. So you're going to receive another email confirmation as soon as it ships out, and that's when we'll charge the $65.40.
Do you know when it'll be shipped out?
Well, we ship out on Tuesdays and Fridays, so it's a strong possibility it may ship tomorrow or it may ship out Tuesday. But when it does, you're gonna know. You'll receive confirmation.
I was hoping it would have gotten shipped out this past Monday or Tuesday.
I know. It was just sent to the warehouse on Tuesday.
Yeah, and that was supposed to be taken out on Monday, actually, because when I called a couple weeks ago and asked what my intervals will be, and they said they either charge every Monday or Tuesday, and my next scheduled payment was Monday the 19th. And after I didn't see a charge come off on Monday, I called and they said, and they rescheduled it for Tuesday morning because they said the charge comes out at like 4 o'clock in the morning, and I should have known Monday morning right away when I got up that I was charged, and I didn't. It wasn't.
Oh.
But then Tuesday morning I got up and I saw the charge on my account that I was charged. So.
Okay. Looks like you... So on the 19th you spoke with a Joanna.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I don't know why she told you that. That's incorrect, sir. But the process is we have a pre-authorization.
No, she's not the one who told me that it ships out the same day it's charged. She never told me that. The person who I talked to a couple weeks ago told me that.
Okay, well, no, that's not the case. That's
okay.
Not the process. Yeah, the shipping process is, like, for example, your next four issues are scheduled to ship to the warehouse on the 18th of May. You're going to receive a pre-authorization charge on that day. And then the day that the order ships, you're going to receive the email confirmation and tracking, and that's when we charge. We don't charge your card until the order is shipped out.
Right. Yeah, I understand that. I'd like to change the interval. I'd like to make it quicker. I want to get this going a little bit quicker here.
Okay. So instead of 4 weeks, what would you like? Every two weeks. Okay.
And right, can I change it again if I want to?
You sure can. Yes, sir.
Okay.
All right. So that sets your next issues are scheduled for May the 4th. They'll go to the warehouse.
Okay. All right. And I can also change it up to, I can get up to 3 issues per shipment, right?
The max is, it looks like the max is 4 on the Star Trek Enterprise D.
And there's 4 issues per shipment.
Yes, and that's the max. You cannot order any more.
Oh, because somebody told me, that same person that I talked to 2 weeks ago said they can do a maximum of 4 issues.
Yeah, that's the max, 4.
Or 12 issues or three shipments per month for a total of 12 issues per month or per whenever, however often I want it.
No.
Up to, and she also said I can do it every week instead of every month or every 2 weeks or every 3 weeks.
That is true. Now that part is true. You can receive it once a week, 2 weeks, or 3 weeks. But the maximum quantity that you could order per month or week is only 4 issues.
Oh.
Yep, I'm in the window now. It doesn't go past four. I was trying, and it's like, no, one, two, three, four. That's it.
Which is what the normal is.
Four.
Per month, right? That's what it starts off as, right?
Yes, sir.
I don't know why I was told I could get 12 at a time.
I know, and it makes it hard for us when we have to come back and just like, no, sorry, you were informed the wrong thing. But that is true. You can change your shipment frequency, you know, as quickly as 1 week and up to 13 weeks. But as far as the quantity, the max is four issues. That's it.
So in other words, the maximum I can pay or be charged is the $65 per time.
That's it. It won't be any more than that unless you have like a binder that comes in on the order. But yes, sir, that's correct. Only four. And your
what do you mean a binder?
Well, binders are just okay. This with the subscriptions after your first 16 issues, you'll receive a binder.
Right, and that's supposed to be free. Because
the binders are free. That's what I'm just saying, sir, that they'll be shipped out on the order.
Okay. Well, then, you know what? Since I can only do one shipment per order or whatever, let's do it every week then instead of every 2 weeks. I'm sorry.
Okay. So it shows here that the next four issues will ship to the warehouse on the 27th of April.
Okay.
All right, sir. Anything else I could help with today?
Nope, that's it.
All right. Thanks so much for calling Eagle Moss. Have a good day, sir.
You too. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye.